Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Lok Sabha passes bill aiming to prohibit harmful online money gaming services. Parliament clears Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill to set up IIM at Guwahati in Assam. Lower House refers key bills proposing removal of ministers held on serious charges to Joint Committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. India successfully test fires intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni 5. 29 Maoists surrender before security forces in Chhattisgarh. In Afghanistan, at least 79 people killed as bus carrying refugees crashes in Herat province. In sports, India's Anantjeet Singh Naruka wins gold in men's skeet event at Asian Shooting Championships in Kazakhstan. The Lok Sabha today passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025. It aims to regulate online gaming by prohibiting harmful money gaming services while encouraging e-sports and social games. While moving the bill, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that the legislation aims to protect people from harmful online money gaming services that are posing a serious concern in society as they cause addiction, leading to financial frauds and cheating.
ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स जो कि आज समाज में बड़ा चिंता का विषय बना है कई ऐसे परिवार है कई ऐसे व्यक्ति है जिनको ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स के कारण एक एडिक्शन हो जाता है जिंदगी भर की बचत गेम में उड़ा दी जाती है फ्रॉड और चीटिंग एल्गोरिदम्स ऐसे होते हैं कि पता नहीं चलता कि कौन किसके साथ खेल रहा है और एल्गोरिदम्स होते हैं हार निश्चय हो जाती है फाइनेंशियल लॉसेस माननीय अध्यक्ष जी कई परिवार नष्ट हुए एक्सट्रीम केसेस हुए सुसाइड भी हुई समाज में जो बहुत एक बड़ी बुराई आ रही है उससे बचने के लिए ये बिल लाया गया
Earlier in the day, Home Minister Amit Shah introduced key bills in the Lok Sabha amid uproar by opposition parties over various issues, including Special Intensive Revision SIR drive of electoral roll. The bills include the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2025. The bills have proposed that if the Prime Minister, Union Ministers or Chief Ministers are arrested and detained in custody for 30 consecutive days for offences that attract a jail term of at least 5 years, they will lose their job on the 31st day. Opposition parties including Congress, AIMIM and Samajwadi Party opposed the introduction of these bills, terming it unconstitutional and anti-federal. Later, the House referred the bills to a Joint Committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said the purpose of the bills is to elevate the declining moral standards and maintain integrity in politics. The three bills will bring into effect the regulations that no person who is arrested and in jail can function as Prime Minister, Chief Minister or Minister in the Union or State Government. He said when the Constitution was framed, its makers could not have imagined that in the future political leaders would refuse to resign on moral grounds even after being arrested. Mr. Shah said in recent years the country has witnessed shocking instances where chief ministers or ministers continue to run governments from jail without resigning. Mr. Shah said now the people of the country need to decide whether it is right for a minister, chief minister or prime minister to run a government from jail. The Parliament passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill further amends the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017. It seeks to establish the Indian Institute of Management IIM at Guwahati in Assam, which is an important centre of the northeastern region of the country. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said the government is committed to create new institutions and give opportunities to students of the country.
पिछले 11 साल में देश में
8 पहले हमने बनाए थे आईएम मुंबई तक, आज को मिला के ये नया नोवा आईएम बन जाएगा मोदी जी के कार्यकाल। पहले 13 आईएम था 53 साल में और 11 साल में 9 आईएम बने, ये एक अपने आप में एक स्टेटमेंट। 2013-14 में समूचा 13 आईएम में स्टूडेंट्स के नंबर था 3500, आज 24-25 में मैंने इसमें आईएम गुवाहाटी आया ही नहीं, इसमें स्टूडेंट नंबर इज 9800, 3500 to 9800। दिस स्टेटमेंट शोज द कमिटमेंट ऑफ आवर गवर्नमेंट टुवर्ड्स क्रिएटिंग न्यू इंस्टीट्यूशंस एंड गिविंग अपॉर्चुनिटी टू मेनी मोर स्टूडेंट्स इन आवर कंट्री।
Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said the establishment of an IIM in Assam will enhance education infrastructure and draw students as well as researchers from all over India. Meanwhile, the issue of SIR drive of electoral roll disrupted the proceedings of both houses of parliament today, leading to multiple adjournments. The Lok Sabha was adjourned 4 times, while the Rajya Sabha witnessed 2 adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan filed his nomination papers at the Parliament House today. Mr. Radhakrishnan was accompanied by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and NDA leaders. Later in a social media post, Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an outstanding vice president and enrich its journey towards national progress. The opposition India bloc's vice presidential candidate, former Supreme Court judge B. Sudarshan Reddy, will file his nomination papers tomorrow. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the next generation of GST reforms will usher in India's journey towards becoming Atmanirbhar Bharat. The minister made this statement while addressing the group of ministers, GOMs, constituted by the GST Council on Compensation Cess, Health and Life Insurance and Rate Rationalization in New Delhi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. In Chhattisgarh, 29 Maoists, including 10 females, surrendered before security forces across the state today. They were carrying a reward of about 55 lakh rupees. Of those who surrendered, 21 Maoists laid down arms in the Dantewada district, while 8 surrendered in Narayanpur district. Each surrendered Maoist has been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees under the state government's rehabilitation policy. India today successfully test-fired intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni 5 from the integrated test range in Chandipur off the Odisha coast. In a statement, the Defence Ministry informed that the launch validated all operational and technical parameters. It added that the launch was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. New Delhi today said India does not allow political activities against other countries to be carried out from Indian soil. In response to media queries on the press statement issued by the interim government of Bangladesh, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the Indian government is not aware of any anti-Bangladesh activities by purported members of the Awami League in India or of any action that is contrary to Indian law. He said the press statement by the interim government of Bangladesh is thus misplaced. India reiterated its expectation that free, fair and inclusive elections will be held at the earliest in Bangladesh to ascertain the will and mandate of the people. India has sharply rebuked Pakistan at the UN Security Council, accusing it of continuing a pattern of sexual violence that began during the 1971 Bangladesh Liberation War. India's permanent missions charge d'affaires, Eldos Mathieu Pounous, said Pakistan Army's mass sexual violence in 1971, affecting an estimated 4 lakh women, remains a shameful record and similar atrocities continue today with impunity.
The utter impunity with which Pakistan Army perpetrated heinous crimes of gross sexual violence against hundreds of thousands of women in erstwhile East Pakistan in 1971 is a matter of shameful record. This deplorable pattern continues unabated and with impunity to this day. Rampant abduction, trafficking, sexual violence and forced religious conversions of thousands of vulnerable women and girls as weapons of persecution towards religious and ethnic minority communities are reported and chronicled, including in the recent OHCHR reports.
In Afghanistan, at least 79 people have been killed in a road accident in Herat province. Officials said the accident occurred last night when a passenger bus carrying Afghan refugees returning from Iran collided with a motorbike and mini truck on a highway. The crash caused the bus to catch fire, making identification of many bodies difficult. Back home in Gujarat, heavy rain slashed Saurashtra and southern part of the state on the second consecutive day, causing widespread waterlogging and disrupting road traffic. Our correspondent has the details.
Mendarda in Junagadh district has received 13 inches of rainfall since this morning, while Keshod and Vantli recorded 10 inches of rainfall, disrupting normal life in the region. Power supply has been affected in more than 200 villages across the rain-affected districts. Nearly 240 roads, including 14 state highways, have been closed to traffic due to waterlogging. Several dams in Saurashtra, Kutch and South Gujarat region, including the Shetrunji and Karagora dams, are overflowing. A lightning strike claimed one life in Porbandar today. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Maharashtra, after days of relentless downpours, rainfall intensity has eased in Mumbai and Ratnagiri since this morning. However, several other districts across the state continue to experience heavy rains, severely disrupting daily life. According to the State Disaster Management Authority, 10 people lost their lives in rain and flood-related incidents yesterday. We have a report.
Continuous rainfall in Maharashtra has led to overflowing rivers, dam water releases and extensive crop damage across the state. Major rivers including the Krishna, Godavari and Bhima are currently flowing above danger levels. Rescue operations were carried out in flood-prone areas of Palghar, Sangli, Satara and Pune, with residents being relocated to safer locations. There were reports of traffic disruptions on 11 major roads in the state, including key sections of national highways. Officials have been directed to closely monitor river levels, ensure timely evacuation from high-risk areas, and provide real-time weather updates to the public. Prachana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The Intermeteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat region tomorrow. It also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Maharashtra and northeastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. India's infrastructure output, as measured by the combined index of 8 core industries, has increased by 2% in July this year compared to the same period a year ago. According to the provisional data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry today, 4 of the country's core sectors, including steel, cement, fertilizer, and electricity, recorded positive growth during the last month. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest gains today, driven by buying across the IT pack. The Sensex rose 213 points to close at 81,858, while the Nifty gained 70 points to settle at 25,051. India's Anantjeet Singh Narukal clinched the gold medal in the men's skeet event at the Asian Shooting Championships at Shymkent in Kazakhstan today. Narukal defeated Kuwait's Mansoor Al-Rashidi in the final. Earlier in the day, the Indian duo of Saurabh Chaudhary and Suruchinder Singh bagged the bronze medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event. Saurabh and Suruchi defeated the Chinese Taipei pair of Liu Hengyu and Xie Xiang Chun, 17-9. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha passes bill aiming to prohibit harmful online money gaming services. Parliament clears Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill to set up IIM at Guwahati in Assam. Lower House refers key bills proposing removal of ministers held on serious charges to Joint Committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. India successfully test-fires intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni 5. 29 Maoists surrender before security forces in Chhattisgarh. In Afghanistan, at least 79 people killed as bus carrying refugees crashes in Herat province. And in sports, India's Anantjeet Singh Naruka wins gold in men's skeet event at Asian Shooting Championships in Kazakhstan. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.